Eric Rupp, Lancaster High School football coach, who coached Joe Andreessen in high school, is with us on the WBEN Trocar College Lifeline. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me on.
It's nice to talk with you. What was yesterday like for you when you found out and told your team that Joe made the Bills roster? You had to be like a proud dad.
It was. It was just pure joy and euphoria. We were actually on the practice field, right where Joe practiced, when word came out about him making the 53-man roster. So I huddled all the guys together, and I gave him the news. And I'm not sure if you saw the little video we posted on X, but the kids just went absolutely crazy. They were so happy for him and all that he's accomplished so far.
Yeah, awesome stuff. Great to see the team so excited. And it has to be great for you, too. I mean, now you have somebody to point to and say, hey, look, you know, he was right here where you are. And look, now a member of the Buffalo Bills, it doesn't matter where you start. Think of where you can go.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely correct. You know, we talk a lot about setting goals. And you know, when Joe was here, you know, 15, 16, 17 years old, his goal was always to play football at the highest level. So it just goes to show you that your dreams can come true. And he's a big-time inspiration for not only our kids, but all the kids in Western New York that are playing football.
Did you see his potential back in those days?
Yeah, you know, Joe was always different. He was a very hardworking kid. He had a really high football IQ. He has tremendously high character. So he was always a standout. You know, he was overlooked coming out of Lancaster. He had one scholarship offer, and that was to Bryant University. But that's all Joe needed. He made the most of it, and then he transferred to UB, led the team in tackles, which got him a tryout with the Bills, and he took advantage of his opportunity.
I mean, for somebody to get noticed, especially if you're not, you know, a million feet tall and, you know, one of these huge imposing things, it does take a lot of work like that, right, on the practice field. Is that something you're telling the kids now that, hey, with the high motor, with something like that, you too can make a name for yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of our program values is relentless effort. So we talk about it all the time. No matter what you're doing, you know, just go as hard as you possibly can and good things will work out. And, you know, Joe epitomizes that.
How often do you stay in contact with him? Have you talked to him recently at all, even since he was picked up by the Bills in the spring?
Yeah, I send him a little text usually before and after each game, you know, just kind of wishing him the best of luck. And then after the Pittsburgh game, I was just telling him what a great game he played. And you know, whether it's the Bills or somebody else, you're making a name for yourself, and it will all work out in the end.
It was great to have, and I'm sure for you and your team, everyone you know, even more so, because the preseason rolls along and it's like, all right, you know, let's get to the real games here. But it really gives Buffalo something to root for and something to watch in the preseason. You saw it with all the, you know, 44 jerseys in the stands and everything like that.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. You know, I took my kids to the Chicago game, and, you know, it was just exciting to watch Joe come out on the field wearing a 44 jersey, standing on the sidelines next to guys like Josh Allen, Von Miller. And we were just, you know, when you watch a football game, typically, you know, you watch the ball and you're cheering for touchdowns, but like totally different perspective. I was just watching one singular player, and it was just so cool to see that.
I'm just thinking that now that he's made the initial cut here, jerseys will be available, right? Number 44, Andreessen. Do you think there'll be a big demand locally?
I think so. There'll probably be a waiting list for Buffalo Joe.
Would be cool to see. Well, how do you go forward now? I mean, your team gets all excited. Can you channel that energy, that excitement into some wins here? When's your first game, and how far along are you in practice and getting ready for the season?
Yeah, so our first game is Friday, September 6th at home against McQuaid, which will be a very big game, very challenging opponent. And this is our second week in practice. So I think the timing is great. You know, like yesterday it was a hot day. It's the second week of camp. Kids are a little bit sore. They're a little bit tired. But certainly this is a great motivating factor for everybody.
Yeah, it sure is. Do you think you can get Joe to come back and visit you and the team?
I hope so. I know, obviously, he's got a very busy schedule, and he'll be traveling all the time, but we'd love to have him at any time.
Well, it's a great story and great to hear. I love seeing the video of you and the team getting pumped up for Buffalo Joe yesterday after making the 53-man roster. Eric, congratulations to Lancaster football, really, in a great moment yesterday. Hopefully more still to come. Good luck this season.
Hey, thank you so much. Go Bills.
Yep. Lancaster football coach Eric Rupp joining us on the Trocare College Live Line.